out. Just too many elections for me.
The mayor's saying, I think we see through with him now for a while, though.
Yeah, too many.
Ray Trudy, you know, can't change the deal to find.
You know, that sounds like a little shower.
It is.
I don't know where it is and can't find it.
I just guess at it.
It looks like someone knew that.
Would they know it?
I guess it is. I might guess too much and then you wouldn't like
it. I wouldn't know it.
You can go to Calvin, yeah. They got a store down there.
Yeah, I know it. But how you do it through the stores if you don't want to have to go to Ocala? Well, do they come by here?
Don't it tell you in this back of this book?
Yeah, well, I didn't know. I thought maybe you knew.
I think you can, it tells you. Yeah, I never had a ball.
Oh, is that right?
Premium section, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah, well, I can read that. I thought Mr. Rogers said that. You know, you wouldn't really have to go. I can ask him.
Oh.
I didn't want to have to haul it down here.
Now, I know they got a store in Ocala. That's where most of them
have
been going from him.
Yeah, I said.
I'll put it on
it.
But you see, first it had to be ordered.
And I just didn't
want
to make too
sick.
Yeah.
Take the shower, help you?
Yeah.
Got enough?
It's tip out what we got. Yes.
I got a black calf that keeps coming in my cornfield.
Aren't you just?
Black Angus. Who does he belong to? Yours, Ritz's, or who's?
I haven't got it. It's Black Angus.
Kill that corner fit when it gets up there.
Take him home with you.
Have to do something with him, Murray. I don't know what.
Nobody's claiming.
Might get me for cattle rustling.
You get the cattle rustling. For rambling. Watermelons and squash and eggplant ought to come along now.
Yeah, it'll come along pretty good.
Grass ought to come too, you know, it has stopped.
You can fertilize mine, though.
That's always do that.
Very much like an apple blossom, but about half as big. And you know, it's got kind of a thorn.
Got those thorns on it.
But one of them old century plants, last Saturday, I was over there.
Oh, yeah. Don't talk to me about them.
One of them things, and I was sweeping the leaves up around it, and I stuck one of them things in there.
Broke?
One of them thorns just stuck it in there, didn't mount anything, but after a while it come in spreading, and my hands swollen up, and it was bad, and I never did get any easier. Maybe got some hot water, and I put it in there and soaked it.
So you can put some of that ointment on it she's talking about that draws them out.
Yeah, I done that, too. I taken a little, cut that off. and I got one of these thorns, and I got some of the blooms, and I give it to Juanita. There's one of them kind of men live next door to her. And I ask her to ask him what that was.
I bet you that's one of those flowering trees that they just have because they're pretty. You know, they have trees like that.
I don't know.
Special trees. I don't know. Yeah, that like an apple
tree. Somebody put that barrel there right side of it and set the fire and it killed it, but it sprouted up and it come back.
That's nice
enough. Kind of little blooms that fell off of it.
Just full. Ain't too bad about that, but it's pretty. Anyhow, it might just grow good. You know, you can't tell.
I fertilized it and dug around it then and put some fertilizer on it. It's not pretty. The apple is just raising one, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I want to go down here to Anthony and get me get 2-3 peach trees.
It's nice to have some corn. A lot of it's just watching it. You got something that you can watch. That's a lot of it.
That's my big trees. I bet more about a bushel. Put around each one of them and it'll help it.
Oh, yeah. That'll keep that grass down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it needs it.
And they've come out. They say they have grown since I've started to water them. I watered them here for about every other day for a good long time.
And they say when you water them a good bit, not just on the top.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll go on down.
Uh-huh.
I swear, that's
I just put the thing down there and turn it on, and that's why I'll come back and shed it off.
Yeah.
And then over our coffee neighbor, you know, he comes down and gets coffee every morning.
Yeah.
So he hadn't been down this morning.
Yeah.
How you doing?
It's just the same old thing. I just had it cleaned.
You did?
Yeah. I had it cleaned down at, they colored fella down there. Leslie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I carried,
lots of folks carried this stuff back.
5 pair of pants down there the other day, and it was just about as rotten a job as I ever seen.
Is that right?
Yes, it was. Generally done pretty good, but I think she should have washed some of them.
Yeah.
Well, what you know?
Well, it's been dry. The grass hadn't been growing. But it got a lot more in town.
How are you doing? Making up, you get more rain than we do, too.
Yeah.
We get it. We really get it.
Yeah.
I mean, we get too much, but generally making up if there get a flood and right down below him from that filling station on the Macintosh, they'll get a good rain. But look like right in here, we don't get it like they do.
You got your gauge out there now?
Mm-hmm. No. No. I never
it's
did when you did something.
You are moving to you. You won't watch it.
No.
You need to tell. I got, there was 3/4. It come about a quarter that day, afternoon late, you know.
Oh.
And then yesterday, that shower was about a 1/2 inch.
Well, that certainly helped. And that, Paul said he's going to fix that piece from a lawnmower, and he's been about 4 months now. But he hasn't done it. But,
well,
I ain't going
to. He is work on my clothesline, so that's getting too deep out there. I can't see those holes hanging out close.
Yeah.
And I've gone to fall in one. And God, done had enough of
that. Had enough of that, dear.
Tell me, Florence and Carl have bought this 20 acres of Pagona Bite up here by the liquor store. You know, the second one, not Rogers. That field out in there by Katobi's name is 20 acres in there. And said, Carl, and have you heard that?
No.
Back of there.
Right back at Tobias Mims, you know, it joins Robert Williams. I thought that was Robert Williams right in that old fence, but it isn't. It belongs to that liquor store, folks, I think, up there, that own that liquor store and it's for sale. He said, now I tell you, he told me, Rebecca told me, Tobias Smith's wife, and said, Carl and Florence was up there looking at it, and Carl said that he didn't know when they'd bill on it. But he said they just wanted something sold in and said it was for sale, and he told he was going to buy it.
And you think it belonged to those people that owned the liquor store?
I think that was right. But I thought you think that was Robert Williams, but Robert Williams' fence comes up above Toby and them there and goes straight back, and then way over there, he's got another strip.
But this ain't the piece up there where the horses is.
Yeah.
It's
20 acres in there.
Not on the highway.
No, I don't think it is.
No, it don't hit the highway.
That the horses is on the highway.
Well, it's a strip right back at Tobias in there. Strip in there that's 20 acres in there. And said it was for sale. So that, so went with that. No, that, we must go over that place of where they that, that old Moon's place. Must be because I heard it say Buddy Huffy and them said he'd come under that same heading. So, and I said, well, I bet you one thing now. She said, Richardson bought that across the road of that. I said, well, I bet they didn't pay what y'all paid for this yet. Yeah. She says, you know they didn't. And they paid $1,000 a acre for this. That, for 2 acres, paid $2,000.
Who did?
Toby.
Oh, did they?
Uh-huh. They charged him $2,000.
God, $2,000. What about that, Phil?
And this is right back of that place, and she said that that's right. She said it did come under Buddy Huffington. And she said it says, Florence didn't figure they were going to buy it. She said the car said he didn't know when that he would build a house on it, but they just wanted something. You know, they wanted to they liked where they was living at. And all, but that's going to even touch the road, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. You just live up the lane.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't hear him say anything about it.
Well, Beth was saying a while ago, I stopped
that way. Come back a Robert Williams house, ain't it?
Yeah.
I don't think Robert Williams had got just a little piece up there, 20, 30 acres, or maybe not that much. I don't know. He hasn't got much.
Mm-hmm. You know, Boots has been complaining.
Yeah, they doubly short. Well, I saw, I think, yesterday morning, and they told us money.
She'd been over here, and I asked her why she didn't get you to sort of see if you couldn't work up a remedy for
her. She wanted me to carry back over there to Jimmy's Monday, but I just didn't feel like one of them sitting all day, you know. He just take them when he gets ready.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if I could have gotten my hands on him, I'd have made him sing them, but the thing about it, I couldn't see it.
Can't get to him.
I couldn't get to him. I'd have told him quick I had to come home. I wanted him to see that nigga and bring him back home, but the thing about it, you couldn't see him. Now, Rebecca told me Dr. Snow died.
Dr. Who?
Snow. Had an attack in his office. And then dead about 2 weeks, I think. But, I've been knowing something was wrong with Boots for a long time.
burn that cough she had. And said that he said she had filled up with fluid. And he used a shot to reduce that fluid. And so she smoked, you know, tooth pretty bad and that drinking and all. So I've been looking for something to happen to him, nigga. But Fred Wood wanted me to care. Well, I felt like that it was four of them down there that old had cars. And she worked for them all the time. Nobody can get her to stay near. And I felt like that super carrier. I know Jean's hands tied. Fred and one, they can make some kind of arrangement because she works for them. And she's mighty loyal to them.
Oh, yeah, she can do anything Freddie says.
That's it. You can't get Boosie, you know. During the summer, whenever this gathering stuff, I couldn't get her to do nothing for me, you know. If she promised you she was coming, and if Freddie come by, she went with Freddie. Freddie picked that
off. That's my old tracks. I'm going to quit wearing these things over here.
It's his.
Well, you got two good chances, I'd say. We've both been out there waiting around. Except I didn't leave my outdoor shoes right at the door. I just step out of them.
What those French people do. they step out of the shoes at the door.
Yeah. Put on some house shoes.
Most of them is...
The same as...
There's some of them old wooden shoes, but... Most of them got a wooden bottom with a piece of leather nailed across it like that and sticks
to it. Slip foot in. I can't wear those. If my foot comes out, I'll step on the edge of that and just break my foot. I wouldn't wear them. I wouldn't walk across the room with them.
Old Miss Willis and them that used to own that place over there, and we bought this one. And they lived there 33 years, I think it was. You met them down there at the park, two old ladies.
Yeah.
One of them's name Miss Kate, they called. I don't know what her other name is. But she was school teacher. She never been married, but she lived with Miss Willis. And at Miss Willis, that's half a spot. I mean to tell you, a fly to broke's neck in there, and she laid her own wax for her floor. And absolutely, you just couldn't hardly stand up in that thing to save your life. And she taken this here, some kind of wax, and mixed it with something other, and she made it in wax so the floor was with. And when Ms. Brumby and them bought the place, they were living there when Ms. Brumby died. And Ms. Brumby, they tried to get that mess up. And I said, it's a slick shift. You can see it go up and down the stairs.
Well, it just stayed slick.
And anyway, Ms. Richardson was telling me about the old lady. She said that she would make Mr. Willis pull his shoes off before he'd come in the house. And one day that the cuff of his breeches was full of dirt. And all, and she told me she just wasn't going to put up with that. He said, "Now, let me tell you something. I'll pull off my shoes, but damn if I don't pull off my breeches if they don't come in." She said, "What are you going
to
do?"
Sure. Well, you get to the point where you do a lot of things you never thought you would do.
But boy, she did keep a clean house.
Bootsy got some medicine. She got over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave her two kinds, one to make her rest, and the other one, I suppose, for the remedy, ailment. And that night, she hadn't lost any sleep since.
Well, how was she taking it? How was she?
She just couldn't breathe. And at night, you know, the middle of the night, you know how you get. She just couldn't lay there in the bed. She just had to get up and sit in the chair. And now she says she sleeps right through the night and she don't hurt anything.
Well, I imagine, you know, that thing kind of sounds like dropsy, heart dropsy, you know, that's where it affects them.
She said...
They can't lay down, they fill up with fluid. But they used to, you know, have to tattle to reduce that water, but they have got something now they can reduce it without tattling.
So he probably gave her something over there.
He gave her a shot. And my daddy sat up for 40 days, day and night in a chair. He couldn't move on because he couldn't get his breath.
Yeah.
And they couldn't, they came, it was a doctor from Albany, and it had, I don't know how many doctors up there with him. And they wanted to take him. And Papa told him, he says, I'm not going to do that. He says, whenever you step anybody, that's your death. And he says, I'm not going to do that. And I told Papa, he told me, he said, I need you just as sure as that means that'll kill me. I said, well, Papa, do you want us to, me to send our doctor from Albany? It's about 25 miles when it fell up there. And I asked him, I said, do you want me to send our doctor up there? And see, he kept together with these other doctors. And he said, well, I wish you would. So I went back to Albany and went to see Dr. McDowell and sent him up there. So they had the regular standard physician they met, and examined Papa and Teddy. So they went out the woodpile and talked, and Dr. McDowell, doctor I had told him, he told him what to do and reduce that water. And says they'd give him a dose of calomel every night. And a dose of Epsom salt fell the next month and reduced that fluid. And they did it, and he reduced it. And he died, and they never, he lived about 2 years, but he never worked out. But old man Willis over there, they tapped him about once or twice a week. And he had the same thing, cirrhosis of the liver, that my daddy had. And they tapped him, it was either once or twice a week. But now then, they can reduce that fever, I mean that fluid, without tapping them. So no shot.
Bucci said he's looked at, examined the heart and lungs, and said he didn't find any of blood, rather.
What guy did you get old, his congressman and senator you want?
Phil, I didn't pay one bit of attention to that. I was tired of it. I just cut
you
it
like
off.
I am, guy.
I had enough. I just tell you the truth. I just had enough. I didn't even want to hear about it. Did you watch it?
I turned it on while last night and heard him talking about it. Those Republicans run mighty good in Dougherty County, in Duval County. They done well, but in no other place they didn't. In the counties, they didn't do very good. I imagine in the big cities like Jacksonville, Tampa, and Miami, and all like that, that they run pretty good. But you take these counties, these country counties, I call them, well, they didn't do so much.
Well.
And I was mighty glad that this Pope went back in. The governor was kind of after him, and I don't like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd have been just as well off to have kept his mouth shut. And
I thought he had a pretty good reputation.
Pope. He did. Everybody that knew him said that he was a fine old man.
He worked hard over there. I don't know why they just keep that up. You know, that's awful hard work.
Well, and it is, too.
Awful hard work.
Yes,
yeah. And they have to be at it so much, and then everybody's at them, you know, if they don't do the suit.
Everybody gets in there, guy, tries to get to be a millionaire, have enough to retire on to get out of there. I don't like the looks of that government. I might make a fine government, but I don't. He looks like to me he's too much of got a face of a playboy to me.
Little judges, what you call them, just of the peace or something like that. had to bribe the outfit down there and get $8,000 out of them. And the police and him getting $8,000, he got arrested and put in jail. Had to give a $5,000 bond. Attempted bribery. Let me tell you.
If they're not crooked, they get crooked when they get in there.
you take these deputy sheriffs, they're mighty underpaid or used to be. And you told them about doing anything in the world, but they do it. And these here little old constables, oh boy, you could give one $5 and do anything in the world. I think you're about the sorriest people is in the country is policemen and road patrolmen.
You know, we learned years and years ago how crooked court was and it's messy. Because that, I don't know the time, the fair had, you know, case not on him, somebody worked for something or other else. And the lawyer would tell him, said, all right now, so much money, he said, I'll handle the rest of it. And we had solicitors up there. And the judge and the sheriff. Now pay them off and I agree with it, turn them out. Never go to court.
Oh, well, I
failed to
call
them off. I don't know the time he
just
called them off.
Nobody but the sheriff went to him and told him, Sheriff, I need that man. I said, I'm waiting. Gold Coast, we take him back to work. Oh, $25, $30, $40, $100 or something like that. I've done that lots of times.
Now, if he was a very, you know, not no murder, nothing like that, sometimes it'd be a pretty bad case.
Mm-hmm.
And she filed those three, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Just put into the kitty.
That's it. If you just know the right man, you can generally handle most anything you want to handle.
That's amazing, isn't it?
That's the truth now. Now I know too.
In my experience with it, you can do a whole lot better by going to them and talking to him and satisfying it and getting to an agreement in some way than trying to fight any case. That's been my experience. And I've done a lot of it too. I swear I despise it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I do hate, it's that.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you used to have to get these big deals, you know, business, what you had to do to get it. Oh boy, I hated it. But nevertheless, if you stayed and finished, you had it to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, just buy a case of liquor, cost you $75, you know. And as all such things, you said, I've done it, but if anybody does hate it, it's me.
Now that's curious thing. Curious indeed.
Well, whenever you know the Bible says don't care about the court.
Yes.
And that's right. It's
they don't care nobody the court.
That's exactly it.
Have it out before you get there.
I reckon have it out before you get there. But anyway, he said that not to. I forget just exactly what he was talking about. So
I think I remember that passage, but it seemed like it said something like what you said there. So I don't know.
Not to spend no more.
Well, it's a whole lot better to straighten it up yourself if you can.
Yeah.
But this got no justice in court. Now, I know that right now.
Have to go to court.
Old Buck Blaylock, he's dead now. He's just in Atlanta. They're from Waycross, but he is fighting a case in Atlanta. And they said he just made the speech to the jury. He finished just a fair day. But if you could have ever heard him, you couldn't know. You couldn't have blamed him. You could have seen why it happened the way that he did. But now he was alone. And I don't know the cases. I mean, bad cases in Waycross. And they'd have eyewitnesses to it and all like that. And they'd come clear. Never put me like it cost you like it did. But when he went on the case, he didn't lose it. And I don't care why, and when he knew they were guilty. But you know, I just don't believe in that. If you know they're guilty and all like that, it don't look right to fight it and turn them loose.
He was out of Lloyd, and Mabel said she was scared of it. Said she sure didn't feel easy around him.
Told me, I went to and we got the papers on Paul, the doctor told me, and I afraid we was going to have trouble. And we had Paul about 2 years
before. We knocked that bucket off.
I told him, I said, I'm afraid Mr. Blaylock is going to have trouble. He says, honey, don't worry. If it's anything I do, life says it's a good fight.
So you get 4 hours for $2.30 if you want to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about as cheap as you can find it.
Well, I would and like that the seminars. I'd like to keep some of their speeches.
Yeah.
Like that. I'd like to keep some of the main talk.
Yeah.
And play it back now at home because it's kind of hard to keep up with it at the whole.
It is. A lot of times you don't hear.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you're tired.
And play it back, and then you would enjoy it. Well, I know. Get more.
Well, she had a pretty sad experience.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I
told her. Yeah. And we told her a whole lot of that little fella.
There's a bunch of people is the happiest folks, and get them together. They're just, I don't know, laughing and giggling, and it looks like they just, you know, enjoy life.
Well, when you got people like that,
we lived there a year, and I don't think I ever was around any people that I enjoyed any more than those people.
Mm-hmm.
They said, and I'm pretty sure that they're right, if they like you, you're all right. But if they don't, you just about as soon be in hell.
Yeah, but they're not hard to please. I know what kind of people you're talking about.
Well, they just all honest and good people. Now, Dr. Yeah. Owens here came from there, too. And his wife came from there. That was, what's the name they say? Gross. He married a gross. And they're mighty wealthy people. They got homes up there, looked like to me. They had, you never seen such long, beautiful ranch homes. I mean, they live out on their ranches. And one of them came down here with old Reen's brother one time, and they had dinner with us. And that's right as we bought this place up here. And Fay was talking about it was, we didn't have no tractor then, and it was hard for us to get anything done. He says, you don't have to ask these folks down here for nothing. He says, I'll load a tractor on a truck and send it down here and do all the plowing you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the kind of folks they are. Now, that's Dr. Owens' brother-in-law.
And they said that his daddy was one about the meanest men that was in that country. And when I moved over there, I had a bunch of people, and the only vacant houses belonged to this old man, and I said something about renting them. He says, sure. I says, you won't rent one of them houses. I says, he wouldn't let anybody have one of those houses. It was empty for a few days till I could build some. And no. I thought to myself one day, I said, well, he can't say nothing but no, and I'm going to see him. He was just as nice as he could be. Yes, sir, says, I've got three down there, says, go ahead and use them. I asked him, what he wanted rent for them? Oh, nothing.
Well, when you got people like that, you hate to move
off
and leave.
If I need them, he said, if I need them, I'll let you know.
But they was that way. They was peoples and grocers and all, and they all, mind you, all of them's kin folks.
Yeah.
And but if they like you now, you all right. And it was a doctor up there. They all loved him better than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to man up time during the week, if you had on a tie, he better watch you there, because that doctor cut it off of him. Unless they give him a good excuse for it then. And it was meet a man that read the meters, and he come by him one day. He says, Doc, he says, you know I'm going to cut off your lights if you don't pay your light bill. He says, yes, everybody knows you that kind of son of a gun anyway. And that's just the way they was.
Yeah.
But they say that that doctor, when he diagnosed the case, he said even the hospital in Jacksonville didn't doubt it. If he sent one of a patient over there and told them what was the matter with him, said they didn't have to go through all this x-ray and all, they knew he knew what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
In that clothing store in Jacksonville one day, and a boy waiting for me. Been waiting for a pretty good while.
You worked for 19 years, I reckon you did.
But he never had a suit of clothes in his life. And I told him, I said, you just pick out one. I said, I'll give it to you. And, I bought a suit. And Bridges had found him a suit. And old Doc come in and he said, that's what I want to see too. I bought three. And I had to buy three.
But one morning, you know, I like this kind of people. I don't like people, you know, they're so afraid they'll, you know, offend somebody, or somebody will offend them.
Yeah.
And we had killed hogs, and Fred had come down here. You know, was moving the mill down here, and was killing those hogs to get them ready so we could move. And I mean, I had killed some pretty ones. I don't know just how many it was that we killed, four or five. And they were beauties, too. We like never got a scaffold high enough to hang them, you know, to gut them. And we had made sauces, I'm telling you, that day. And so the next morning, I mean, just at the crack of day, there's somebody knocked at the door. And I thought to myself, well, who in the world is this at my house this time of day morning? I went and I opened the door. He says, milkman. I said, that doctor. Dr. Bryant, wanted something like that. said a milkman, and my milk had been put on the doorstep out there, and he just picked it up and handed it to me. And I said, Doc, come on in. But I said, there's not one of us stick here. He said, I didn't come here. So didn't you send for me to come around here and get me some sausages for my breakfast? I said, I guess I did. So he just, and in other words, he knew I'd kill hogs and he wanted some of them sausages. And he just come right on up and got them. So I went on in there and fixed him some sausages and some of that meat, and he carried it back with him. Well, if I went in his office wearing anything, he wouldn't charge me a dime. But now, I love people like that myself.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, Lord. That's the poorest doctor I ever seen in my life.
You
but
know,
he actually loved those people then.
He means money guy.
Oh, as far as money's concerned, he didn't have any.
They said he made a mistake, said he was a foot surgeon whenever he first went out practicing, and said he made a mistake. And said that he never would operate no more. He just didn't want nothing to do with it. So he just come to Kingsland and stayed there till he died. But he was a good doctor, though.
He was a good doctor.
Now that's not far from Jacksonville.
35 miles.
Kingsland.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. He was a good doctor. He was a wonderful doctor.
And a wonderful man. But now, you know, where is it many people around here that you feel like they kill hogs? That you could go down there and ask them something. But now, I tell you what, we was killing hogs up here one time, and they had them a garden club down there. And all the Richardsons, and Blue Lord Richardson, you know, she was the main thing in it, you know, and all. And I went a pretty good while there. And what made me quit? Old Bootsy Pye and them was living right up here. Used to be a house up there in front of Gilbert's. And them, and old Bootsy Pye and her brother and all of them lived with a bunch of gals. Now they wanted us all to go together now and go to the sheriff just before the election and have him run them niggas out of this shit county. Because they wasn't ladies. I come home and I told Phil, I said, well, now, whenever they go to make it ladies out of niggas, I said, it's time me to stay at home. And I said, I'm not going no more. And I didn't go no more either. But some of them said down there, I told Flo Richardson, for one of Flo's last baby's born, I think it was, that I was killing hogs. And Flo come up here and she says, mate, she says, don't you tell none of them Richardson that I've come up here to ask you for some of them sausages, but says I did. She says I never wanted no children and sausages as bad in my life. And says they laugh at me about children, but says I know if you got them, they're clean. And she says I want to buy some off of you. And I told her no, the children's wasn't ready, but the sausage was. And I give her a great big mess of the sausage, and then when we got the children's feet, I carried her some of those. But she said, I don't know what she done to eat those chilies. She didn't know what she had them. But now, that's the only time that I've done them to do something. But, you know, I appreciate anybody coming to me if I got anything they want. But when they was going to make a lady out of them niggas down there, now, it was time me to quit that garden club.
Well, she's not Richardson, you see. Lois
and the Lois isn't either. But it was Lois and them was wanting us to go to the sheriff, but I wasn't fixed to do that shit about them niggas. We had done work niggas too long till I knew better than that. Because if they was going to run them out of the county, they could have got up a whole lot more of them and run out of here.
Yeah. No, I guess you worked them just about as much as anybody around here.
Yes,
you all.
We have worked niggas all my life. I helped my daddy, and then after I was married, I helped Phil. Old Lee Jones took me one time. He was dead now. He said, Lord, Lord, I tell you, if I can get my work out of niggas, the boy I ever saw in my life.
He said that?
Yeah, he told me. If you can get more work out of a nigga than the boy I ever saw.
Well, you just gotta know how to talk to them.
In other words, I always pick me out if I set and plan. I pick me out two of the best ones and make them drop them. And I'd pay them more money than I did the rest of them. If they put them on the ground, those setters have to get them in the ground. What the setters want to do is to lay around and wallow around on the ground, you know, and that droppers, you know, taking that time not getting them on the ground, and at the end of the row, you know, they'd drag around that. But whenever those niggas would get to the end of the row, they'd turn around and went right back the other way. We set about 3 acres on the sale of lettuce one time, wasn't it, one day? 3 or 4 acres, one lettuce. Down here at Jesse Walker's.
That's 4 acres.
4 acres we set one day.
I had a boy working from that bee. His name was Jones. You know what his given name?
Paul Jones.
Paul Jones. And he could set 12,000 strawberry plants by himself a day.
By himself?
Yes, sir. He had those plants fixed on him where he could get them like that. And he was walking, and he'd go a whole row and never raise up. Never raise up, and it was just like that. And he could set 12,000 a day. That's more than 6 niggas have set. Now that was a wicked boy.
His granddaddy died, and it was in the paper. His grandmother died, and Nicodopa is working at us for us at the time. And his granddaddy was sewing for us. And they buried in Micanopy. And we saw in the paper they was bringing the old man back here 2 or 3 years ago and buried him up there in Micanopy. We saw in the paper that he was dead. And I told Phil, I said, well, Phil, I said, I don't imagine nobody in Micanopy would go but me, pardon me, that no one remembers him probably. And I said, I'm going. And I was out there in the cemetery, standing up there by myself, and somebody came up and was talking to me and asked me who I was. And I said, done work for us like they had. And this boy, Jones boy, Paul, came up. And he says, I want you to meet my daughter. She was grown now. When they worked for us, she wasn't nothing but a baby. She said, he told his daughter, he said, this is the one that would come by her and Mr. Patterson steal you and carry you off and keep you all day. When she wasn't nothing but a baby, we'd just go by and get her and carry where we started. She's a pretty little thing, but now she was grown now. But I was mighty glad to see them all getting along better than they was when they was working for us. It were hard times in Florida when we first moved to Florida.
If you take them on their own terms and know how to get along with them, you're all right, aren't you? But now, if you expect to get something back from them, do them favors and then get something back from them.
I don't do that. I don't expect nothing back from nothing, nobody. I do from nobody. I don't expect nothing back. Whether if you ever do anything to me, somebody else will. And that's the way I figure. If I need any help, I've always got it. And I don't expect nothing out of the one I'm doing it for.
Yeah.
The most of everybody, they won't, if they're not going to get something in return, they're not going to do it.
This is the Sunday school for us.
Well, now in New York, and all they have their own what do you call it?
Own programs.
Yeah, they have their own, well, they own their own stations.
Oh, do they?
Up there. They have a station up there that, radio.
Yeah.
They have a radio station up there. They own their own in New York, Witnesses.
All right.
I know I saw in New York, it was a Catholic Mother Superior. You know, that's getting way on up down in Catholics.
I guess.
And she was, I heard her make a talk in New York. And she said that she went to Rome and says whenever she did, she said that she told who it was and the big Catholics were carrying around through and said that they saw this here building, this picture, and says people was in there and snakes were wrapping around them, you know, and this fire just blazing and all like that. And she says, now, you know, if I knew that God was any such a God as that, says, I've known with him right now. He said, oh, well, forget that. So that's just used as a scare to scare the people in the churches.
Yeah.
And so she said she was sitting in her office one time there in New York and said that she heard a broadcast from this radio station. And says that she told her secretary, says she told her, she says, you go out and get me some of that letter too and bring it to me. So that sounds more like the truth than anything I've ever heard. And says, she said, were these clothes on? She told her, yes, were those clothes on. Said she come back, her and that nun went to studying together. And she says, we have swapped those clothes for the armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, held her dress out, so they had swapped it. Well, now, you know, she was a mighty big big person to have her own private secretary and everything else.
Well, this program is much better just listening to it here than it does just once on the
radio,
on the television. And if you want to listen,
oh,
you know,
yeah, we'll listen.
I mean, if anybody wants to listen,
mm-hmm.
you know, you then you can play it again.
Well, in other words, Christ says listen.
Just
save your life.
Well, I know when I'm listening on Saturday morning to the little broadcast, it's at 7:30, right there at breakfast time, along in there. And a lot of times I get to doing something and my mind sort of wanders and I forget what they're talking about. Now,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I don't care what they're, you know, I'm not much interested. And then again, you know, I want to hear what they're
well,
saying.
Well, most any talk you hear, if you are listening, you can get a little bit, you know, clear.
Mm-hmm.
And something probably you haven't heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
let me ask you about that stuff we talked about yesterday. When I got back there, I was telling Wade, he was out there. He's right, the boy that lives over there in the trailer. He's right handy with a lot of things. He can do a lot of things. You know, he drove a truck 3 or 4 years, one of these big trailer trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And took care of it. And he said, what would you do? I told him what we were saying about the spray and all. And he said, what would you do to keep these little old gnats and nits out of the screen? He says at night when he's sitting there by the light.
Light on in the window up, they'll cover you.
Yes, sir.
And they're so little they'll never touch a screen I ring.
Yeah. And there's nothing to do about that.
I don't know. If they'd have to touch it, I imagine to kill them.
Yeah.
But I mean, my sink this morning and the stove was full of them little things for the blight to be on in the kitchen. We had the windows up on the porch, I think.
Oh.
And they were just full of them when they went in that light.
Oh,
what
do you know?
So, and they're so little, till I give you, you can't hardly see them.
Yeah.
But it's funny to me, they just last one night and they're dead.
Oh, you can feel them.
Yeah, you can feel them. When they get up your nose or in your ear especially.
There used to be a streetcar looking thing right there.
I know we've seen that thing somewhere or another.
A Florida motel. And on the corner of that building, there was a thing, I guess it was about that big. And it used to be the only place this side of Gainesville that you could get a sandwich or anything. And we stopped there one night and got a sandwich. There was some kid with, I reckon it was that
Patsy,
and she wanted a sandwich, and we stopped there and
mm-hmm.
got some sandwiches. And come out, and I believe that a pile of those things there, it must have been 2 foot around and something like 3-4 inches high in bugs and things like that. If they ever takes that thing down, they go and burn them up. And a lot of them didn't go down there.
Well, now that thing,
they burn them up.
You know they didn't pay $129 for that.
Well, it was just a small thing up there.
Oh, it was pretty good size. I imagine it was about 12 inches big. And I stood there, and there was nothing around, no bugs around there. Once in a while, gonna come along, but he was sure dead. Now, that was a great thing. And Rath told me when he went back to Atlanta, said, I'm going to see if I can find one and send it to you. I told him, all right. But I imagine the reason that he couldn't find one was the price of it. I imagine that's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
He said he couldn't find one.
Well, you know, yesterday I called up there and they said it's $129 on up, depending on what size he was.
Bell said to tell you he had 5 gallons of DDT, the pure stuff. He would have
I've got plenty of it.
Say
so
the Betty
cost
$60.
Yeah.
That's
5 gallons. Well, now that's 25% DDT, and that costs $1.59.
Well, this is.
Well, I got 5 gallons out there, 60%.
What you use it for?
I don't use it. I never used it.
Well, now, what is that, Mabel? Tell me about that, what you do with the floor now, again. Let me be
well,
sure I
got
that
it in there, a bottle of it. I just, Fred Wood gets it from me, and you just put about a teaspoonful in a bottle of that wax and mop your floor with it. And if it's a bug, anything gets on the spot or anything else, it's got it.
Well, that ain't enough to hurt anybody.
No.
If you sit down there and roll over, it wouldn't hurt you, would it?
I've been, you know, putting it in and get me a bottle of that free wax. Then I just pour me some more of that in it. And I'm telling you, we don't see a roach here do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And they
no,
were bad. I mean, all the baseboard, you know, around and where the molding was, they were just all in that. You see them crawling in
there. Yeah, that stuff out there. And just get all of it you want.
I'm going to give you some of this. Yesterday I brought that over here.
My goodness, I
told me
last night.
I never can get one up on y'all. You already beat me to it.
You try to think about it next time he's over here and tell him we just got plenty. And the done stuff is high. It's high.
Very costly. Yeah.
Paul said that cost them about $60. And he said that they, this man that taking his place in
Crystal
River gave it to him and said they was going to use it for something down there when he moved, but said they discontinued the thing and said it was just sitting there in his office and he wanted to get it out of there and he'd give it to me. I told him I didn't have no use for it. He said, you can take it, said, maybe you can use it, says it's very expensive stuff. Says, we ain't got no use for it yet.
Well, Mabel, tell me, how did you happen to get on to that?
Fred told me about it. Fred told me about using the stuff, you know. And they said just to spray around, said they had got these roaches at the house and its store. So bad, those little German roaches. And Jane said that she couldn't hardly knock them out, you know, like she'd get out a hamburger, anything like that to fix it. She couldn't hardly knock it out of the way. And the roaches in the daytime. And
yeah.
Said at night when you'd go in there, said they went everywhere. And she said that man kept, they had him coming to the house, you know, spraying. And said that didn't do no good. And she says, so, a drummer down there said, well, he could set it, said Fred, some of the stuff. And it's just in a little bit of bottle, about like that.
Yeah.
And they told me to take it and put that so many spoonful in a gallon of water and spray around with it.
Yeah.
And so I was waxing the floor, you know, with, in the bathroom and all, with that free wax. Thought to myself, well, heck, I've got no spray to spray it with. I'm just putting some of that stuff in this wax.
You just figured that out yourself.
I figured that out myself.
Yeah.
So I put it in there. I gave it, we just, every time we scrubbed the floor with my we wax them, and we don't see a roach even in the bathroom. You could open the medicine cabinet, and buddy, they would just pile in there. Folks, you don't see one nowhere, huh?
And just on the floors, all the place you put it.
On the floors, all the place we put it. We just mopped the floor good.
Well, now, let me see. What you do with the mosquitoes?
Well, I just haven't been up yonder in that house. They didn't bother.
Yeah, because you had the double screen.
I had the double screen. Once in a while, I wanted to get in there.
If you spray those doors.
Yeah.
You spray those doors. And up there on the porch, they got pretty bad up there once. And I went out there and sprayed the screen. And I don't think I ever did that for once. And they didn't bother. But it helps a whole lot to spray them doors and screens.
Mm-hmm.
It helps a lot. Because one ain't gonna light on it, that's the thing.
Oh, that's it? Well, now, he said, Phil, I talked to this fella again yesterday evening after I sprayed and used this. And I had mistook it a little bit. You just put just a little bit of this in water if you're going to fog or spray your shrubs and things around the house. Just say a pint of this will make 50 gallons. But now, if you're going to spray in the house or spray on your screens, what you want to do there is just to spray it up there where it'll stay. Because this got a residue, this DDT, you know. And one of the fellas said he used a brush. He painted it on. And then if you wanted to spray in the house, he just sprayed the walls, the curtains and things like that, you know. And that's the only, and that would, they'd have to light on it for it doing any good.
Well, talking about putting it on the floor, anything has to get on the floor to get some water or something like that.
Yeah.
You can spray the walls and get them.
Yeah.
But when it's on the floor, they got to get to some water, and they'll come down off the walls onto the floor.
Yeah.
After it. But that's why I got to put in there.
Exterminate. I ought to remember that pretty easy.
They fixed up some in water and sprayed a bush around. He has full old hairworm like that, and it just...